that's where I like in the park when I was running in the same running group, I found Ramesh, and then we started thinking about this problem where we were throwing away so many shoes, they were going to landfills, and so just as a project we collaborated upon it and made a single pair of shoe.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vedya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us an extremely enterprising and creative sustainable brand from Mumbai, India. We have with us in our studio, Shreyans Bhandari, co-founder of Green Soul, recycling shoes as a step towards sustainability. Welcome, Shreyans.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Tell our listeners a little history about a sneaker. Sneakers have become fashionable, I want to say, in the last 35, 40 years. Before that, what was the footwear that most people wore for athletic purposes, and how did the sneakers evolve?
I think sneakers majorly started from athletics. It was mostly spikes. And I think there were two German companies, Adidas and Nike is a US company. So both of these companies, they started making athletic shoes, then they shifted to sneakers. And then it became like a trend and everyone started having sneakers. There are many more companies now. I think globally around 20 billion footwear are overall made every year. Because of fast fashion, because people wear footwear for some amount of time, then they throw it away. Like sneakers, there's no problem with that. But the problem is fast fashion, where there's so many footwear. And making each pair of footwear is very environmentally intensive. A lot of chemical processing involved. So I think that is where the problem is. And that is what we at Green Soul are doing now. We are trying to upcycle them and then giving them a second life. But ideally, what could have been done earlier when this boom happened was making them eco-friendly right at the first place. What we are doing is upcycling, which is the second step. But the main thing will be when all the footwear will be biodegradable.
80s, we had the simple canvas shoe, which, you know, we wore for multiple sports, right? From playing tennis, badminton, running, in your gym classes, physical training classes in school. But now sneakers are there in every walk of your life. Like when I'm in an airport, I am constantly looking at people's shoes.
Right.
And almost everyone, like I would say 90% of the people are wearing sneakers. What brought about that big change? Even from the transition from athletic wear to now everyday comfort wear, what brought that transition?
I think it's consumerism, comfort, marketing, and big corporations coming up. And also the industrial revolution that happened, which was we were able to mass produce everything, and which was the major reason for the environmental damage that we see today. And what we'll have to do is kind of reverse it. We'll have to go back to sneakers which are made from a single material, so that they can be easily recycled and upcycled. So it was sort of a shift that happened in everything, and sneaker was a part of it.
So do you think these sneakers actually need to be different? Like, do I need a different pair for tennis and then a different pair for running and different pair for walking? Or is it just all marketing?
You do need a different pair.
Why would I need a different pair?
Like in athletics, you need more cushion. In tennis, you need like a harder sole. So a different shoe is definitely needed. But what could be done is single material in all these shoes, and that also biodegradable.
So how many sneakers are sold worldwide and in India? You mentioned a figure for footwear. Was that all footwear or just sneakers?
All footwear, entire world. That was the 20 billion number.
And for sneakers?
Sneakers, I'm not sure of the exact number.
When you say you wanted a single material sneaker, what are the different materials used in a traditional sneaker?
Plastic, rubber, EVA, PU, a lot of materials which are very good properties for cushioning and other things, but environmentally not as friendly.
Mostly they are petroleum derived materials.
Right.
So in the Bombay context, in the Mumbai and the India context, I feel there are a lot more people who are running now, who are more into physical fitness, the half marathons, the full marathons are a big deal. Are these promoted by the sneaker companies? Is it a marketing thing, a push towards people doing that? Or is it just general awareness and health consciousness?
Marathons are for fitness. And footwear that you're buying, that's the want which is created. So I think marathons are for fitness.
So how many sneakers go to the landfill?
I don't have the exact figure, but as per the data that we found online, about 350 million pairs in US alone go to landfills.
In India, how many? Do you have an idea?
There's no data about it.
So how do you collect these sneakers now?
So what we do is we have collection centers all over the country, which is run by volunteers, and they collect footwear and send it to us in Mumbai and Jharkhand. We also have corporates who collect footwear from their employees. And then there are some footwear companies who have reject defects, which they give to us for upcycling. So there's a lot of availability of footwear.
So how do you make the new shoes? How do you break it apart? Tell me the journey of Green Sole sneaker.
We are actually transforming the old pair of shoes, slipper, whatever formal pair it is, into a standard pair of slipper. We definitely use the sole of the slipper. We have a process to standardize the sizes, whether it's a sport shoe or a slipper, or every brand has a different sizing pattern. So we have a pattern to standardize the sizes. And then we use the sole. We use whatever is usable in the upper, like laces are sometimes woven and made into uppers. And footbeds. So footwear is basically the sole and the upper part. So the sole, it comes from the old shoe. The upper part comes from industrial waste which could have been burnt off. So we recollect that and both these things together. And it's a semi-automated process. We have to... The first step is manually segregating. Some footwear are really good, some soles are bad. And then there's a process where, which is our patented, where we have really figured out how standardized way it can be scaled up and upcycled. And then we basically combine the sole and some old parts from it and new parts also to make a slipper.
So how do you separate? Like the sneaker is this product which has multi-layers. So it's not one piece, like the sole, the midsole, the insole, the upper, the lining of the upper, the laces, and you have some leather and you may have some other nylon material. So there are many, many, many materials. So you take them all apart and sort them, or how do you do it?
No, we are not into recycling. What we do is we just cut out the upper and sole and then utilize both of them separately. Doesn't matter to us whether it's leather or it's a sports shoe.
So how do you make it look good? How do you design it?
This is a standardized design that our designers have come up with. And the beauty is every pair looks different, but the uppers are standardized.
So how are you able to scale? Because if it's so much variability in your raw material input,
yeah.
How are you able to scale and like put it online and say, I'm going to sell you this shoe or a slipper and this is what it will look like?
So there are two business models. One is CSR and recycling that we are doing for companies. There, every sole is different. Upper is same. So we go and donate it to children. What we sell online is partly recycled. What we've done there is a vegan range, which is sustainable and has newer but biodegradable materials like cotton, textile, pineapple, mushroom, those kind of alternate materials which are there. And just by buying a pair, someone is supporting the environment. And this is a brand which supports recycling and social good. So that's what Green Sole is about.
How did you come up with this idea with your co-founder? And what is your co-founder's name?
Ramesh Dhame. I'm actually from a business family. And I did my undergraduate from Jai Hind College, Mumbai. That's where I, in the park when I was running, in the same running group, I found Ramesh. And then we started thinking about this problem where we were throwing away so many shoes. They were going to landfills. And so just as a project, we collaborated upon it and made a single pair of shoe. Then later on, we won some business plan competitions, and then CSR came up. Government had just launched it, so a lot of companies sponsored us, and it's growing by the year. And then we got into retail also and alternate materials. So the two things that we do is we want to make a 100% biodegradable shoe so that it doesn't harm the environment. And the shoes which are not biodegradable, we want to upcycle and donate them. So that's the purpose of the company.
Elaborate, what are the CSR incentives that the Indian government gave to the companies, corporations in India?
So all the corporations which have a turnover of, I think, around 5,000 crores, they have to donate 2% of the net profit under CSR.
Okay, 5,000 crores is how many million rupees?
Around $1 billion.
So any company which has a revenue of over $1 billion has to set aside
2% of the net profit for CSR. And this act came in 2013 when we also launched our company. So it's a good initiative. I think a lot of NGOs have come up. Now we need more social ventures who can actually properly utilize this kind of fund and make impact in India.
So you give back to children and individuals who do not even own a pair of shoe. How many such barefoot individuals are there in India?
India has around 6 lakh villages.